All right, we got Chris on the horn here for Baby Bait and Tackle, getting ready for a big weekend. Lots of folks asking me to check in with you on Little Bay to Knox. So what's going on?
Overall, the ice conditions are pretty good out there right now, all things considered. After that rain that we had last weekend, it melted what little snow we had on the ice, and then it refroze the next day, so it's a giant skating rink out there right now. North of Gladstone, we're generally hearing about 7 to 8 inches of ice. They've been taking quads pretty much all over the place out there. There's a couple of pressure cracks and a couple of bad spots to watch out for, but for the most part, it's been pretty safe traveling out there. South of Gladstone, we have ice as far south as off the Terrace Resort.
Mm.
Guys are mostly just fishing right out off the harbor there in Gladstone. They're mostly walking out because it sounds like it's like frozen pack ice out there. So you'll have 6 inches in one spot, and 10 feet away it might only be 2 or 3. So can't recommend taking a quad out there just yet, but it's pretty easy for foot traffic.
How critical are creepers right now?
Yeah, you're going to definitely want to have your creepers. Either that or a pair of ice skates, because it's pretty slick out there right now.
Is it smooth enough that you could actually slap a pair of skates on and tow your sled out there?
Easily, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
It's pretty, like I said, we have very little snow on the ground here. I don't know that we're going to get very much here this evening. The biggest complaint a lot of guys are having here is there's not enough snow to bank a shack with. So you got to drill a bunch of holes to get enough slush to bank up your shack.
So. I understand. So you say about 2 to 6 inches, and that's off the terrace, but are they able to get all the way down along the shoreline to the Escanaba Harbor at this point?
No, not yet. Just a few days ago, there was still open water from the terrace south.
Okay.
So I think there is ice now between there and Escanaba, but it is not safe to go out on at all yet. It's way, way early. It's usually not until mid to late January most years before you can get out towards the Escanaba River.
I was actually surprised that you could get off of the terrace there. I mean, there's a drop-off or kind of a reef and a drop-off, isn't there, just off the terrace?
There's a big shallow flat. It's about a quarter mile or so, and then there's just a steep brake line that runs along the whole west side of the bay. And it's usually fairly good for walleyes and perch out there. But like I said, right now, nobody's going out from the terrace just yet.
Okay.
Nobody's venturing quite that far south yet.
And we'll get into what's been working for walleye, and even the perch are picking up on Little Bay to Knox. So stay tuned, and we'll continue this chat and get some more great information from Chris at Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Continue later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.